Yeah, Oisin, we're down to the business time of the season again, and as you say, apparent, I suppose, at the start of the season, you know, you're wondering what was going to throw up in our county final. You know, Niamh Connell will say they didn't do themselves justice in last year's final or the final before. And, you know, I feel for them because I've been in this position with St Union's. We lost two finals in a row back when I was playing, and there was massive pressure on us in the third final. But in that third final, we were still going in as favourites. We were the better side. So it's going to be very tough for Niamh Connell. I mean, you have to admire them coming back each year. And, you know, it's a real football heartland. But, you know, it's going to be tough for them. You know, going in against the Ulster Championships, Ulster Champions, Gidoer. You know, certainly there'll be odds-on favourites. And I just haven't seen anything from Niamh Connell that I think they'll bridge the gap. I mean, Kidoor completely, like 7 points to beat them by last year. You know, I haven't seen anything from Niamh Connell to suggest it'll be any different this time round.
How big a statement was that by Kidoor yesterday? Because, listen, people were questioning Kidoor, but they answered all those questions yesterday, so they did. And they got back to doing things the way we have seen Kidoor do over the last 12 months or so.
Yeah. I noticed Mervyn had a bit of a fire off against us guys in the media. But listen, you know, form's form, Oisin. And fair enough, you're also championships. You're also champions. That's last year. This year, what have Gidoor been playing like? They've been playing well in fits and starts. You know, they were very lucky again. Myself and yourself covered there last week against Bundoran when they controlled the game, let the foot off the gas. You know, we haven't seen that real style that we've seen from them last year, particularly in the final and in the run through Ulster. We haven't seen that yet up until what we've seen against Kilkenny. And if you look at the scoreline, you know, it's interesting. 8 points is not a lot to kick in a game. It all comes down to those three goals. And them three goals, if you look at it, that's about a counter-attacking team that has put their system onto Kilkenny. They've sucked down Kilkenny. And then when Kilkenny went chasing the game, because of the platform that the goals have given them at different points, they were able to hit them into space, and it's perfectly what the Gidoor game plan would have wanted. And particularly in the second half, that huge score of O'Boyle's goal, you know what, 30 seconds and it, you know, and Kilkenny was still giving off the ref about Gidoor being late coming out, and O'Boyle had the ball in the back of the net, and that was the crucial score in the game. And really then, once you're going chasing it against well-organised, rigid defence like Gidoor's, then they're breaking with the pace. There's only been one winner there, and it was an easy victory in the second half for Gidoor.
Listen, Brendan, Niamh Connell in no way whatsoever going to fear Gidoor.
They're not. I suppose, you know, finals are finals, and you think something different might happen. My fear for Niamh Connell is that they're going to play that rigid defence. Gidoor are going to mirror it, of course. Who's got the better players at breaking in? Who's got the more physical players? Who can take scores from distance? You're thinking it's more Gidoor. So what could happen is, it could be a very dour game. It could be 5-3 at half-time, but Gidoor maybe control it. Unless Niamh Connell really go for Gidoor in many ways. And I'm talking about, I don't expect them to change tactics, but they got to really come with Gidoor with a lot of intensity, trying to ruffle them, push up in their kickouts, and try and really get about them. And listen, there's no better team than Gidoor at doing that than the other teams. So that's what my fear is for Niamh Connell. Niamh Connell got to put Gidoor off their game plan, but in their own game plan, if they sit and allow Gidoor possession, allow them to build up the pitch, Gidoor will just keep pushing ahead. And as we've seen them with Kilkenny yesterday, if Niamh Connell then have to chase the game, Gidoor breaking into space, particularly as the game opens up, there's nobody better in Donegal at doing that than them.
And just finally, Brendan, two good games of football yesterday, which was good for Donegal football.
It was. I guess from, say, a Union's perspective, you know, as much as Union's are a nice team, a good coach team, we've seen this with Union teams before, where's the battle? You know, that game come down, there needed to be a wee bit of championship heat put on that St Union's, and you feel sorry for Niall O'Donnell. You know, what a game he had yesterday, and unfortunate at the end, the kick, I think there was a bit of a slip there, you know, as Unions went looking for that late equaliser. But, you know, Niamh Connell, probably Brick Malloy coming on, make the difference. You're just looking for Unions. Was there somebody on the bench? Was there some change? Just looking around the different teams. All the players are playing full forward, like a Kevin Casty, you know, Kavanagh, Leo McClune. I'm just wondering about the forward players that were producing, going back to this tactic, this defensive tactic. But there were two very intense games, you know, for Niamh Connell. That's their 6-1 over the last seven against St Union's. So really, this Union's team, I think, have to go back and lick their wounds and really come on to next year's championship, not just as a nice team, but coming on that wee bit of championship fire. But from Niamh Connell, I suppose, this is the big heat coming on him for this third game. But Mervyn O'Donnell, I think, of course, be the happiest of all. What he's seen again is his team rise to the challenge, and they'll be going in raging hot favourites.